We are also going to make sure that there is efficient local water resource management and that the functions are done properly and that the voluntary membership is not encouraged so that everybody becomes a member of a water user association. We will have also clearly defined roles at each local level. We are going to group the infrastructure according to categories. There will be national infrastructure of national significance. We'll go to the National Water Resource Infrastructure Agency, and regional infrastructure will go to regional water utilities, and local small infrastructure like canals will remain with a locally small institution. So I think that will help us in terms of accountability and also ensuring that the roles and responsibilities are clear. So the key issues for us to move forward are around infrastructure investments and also incentives to leverage investments. We need to promote a partnership with the private sector because the government alone cannot invest on infrastructure at local level. So we do need that support from the private sector. In some cases, the mining companies have already invested in their own infrastructure. So there's a lot of support that can come through investing if we are serious about ensuring that there is food security at a local level. We will learn from those institutions that have done well, because most of them have done very well. About 90 institutions in the country where they are existing, there is good monitoring of water. There is also good monitoring of pollution and all of those things. So there is just and we need to explore an opportunity where the advanced are working with the new emerging. They work together to make sure that the water resources is managed in a way. We will also ensure that there is business continuity. We are not promoting disruption of services at the local level, but we are saying there should be a synergy between the commercial farmers and the new emerging farmers that are coming on board. We also are going to strengthen our intersectoral planning between the land, water, and agricultural sector so that we address these problems together, because they need it. The next step that needs all of us if we are to be on top of the of this business. We will also promote the issue of an integrated funding model for the historically disadvantaged individual. We also want to support effective water use by doing the right thing to conserve water, and also support water efficiency by doing things the right way. On slide 21, we have put a roadmap and timeline that has been approved by Minister, where Minister approved in December 2016 the roadmap on how we are supposed to drive the transformation agenda. And in between April 2017 and March 2018, we are going to conduct case-by-case due diligence. We are currently visiting each institution. We are working together with SAFUWA, the South African Association of Water User Associations, which is a very large group in the country that is working with us to go in each institution, look at its business and its capacity, and then Minister will make a decision whether it needs to remain or it needs to be established. The key thing is the third one, which is the review of legislation, because all of these things, they hinge around the review of the current legislation. So if the process does not move, then we are not going to be able to move forward. And then we hope that by March 2018, we will have realigned all the local institutions. So that is what we will do with the education board. Section 16, we are just trying to inform members what we are currently doing in terms of these issues. I think we have in the last meeting emphasized that we are involved in the water allocation reform because it's a critical issue that needs to happen if we want to deal with the threat and equitable development and ensure that we protect our resources and equity and growth in the country. In line with slide 25, in line with dealing with the issues of water allocation reform, we have set aside some water for historical disadvantage where we are saying these water management areas, this water will only be set aside for those that did not benefit in the past. We will also facilitate compulsory licensing in some areas so that we can reallocate and make sure that water is available. In terms of slide 26, you can see the numbers of historically disadvantaged individuals that we have supported through our resource poor farmers support program. It's about 1,455 during the 15-16 financial year, and it shows in which province and the number of projects and also the value of the projects. In total, we spent about 11 million supporting 1,455. Also, in terms of the licenses that we have issued to the historically disadvantaged, the table on 27 indicates the number of licenses that have been issued is about 439 over the 4 years, and also the volumes of water is about 100 million cubic meters. So a substantial amount of water has gone. In conclusion, Chair, I think compulsory licensing, we have tested from the test in Kachuze and Catchment. And upon completion of the DNB validation and verification, we hope that we will be able to complete our compulsory licensing. Thank you, Chair. Thank you.
Any fellow comments? That is going to be what was requested from the department. Was requested then the process we're in. We start with the aid grouping on the irrigation board. We've never had such aid grouping. The irrigation board are continuing to run out there. And we can see the numbers. The list given to us here constitutes 275 of those. You were saying out of this, how many have been transformed?
99.
It's 99 out of this. What is meant by transformation? When we say they've been transformed, what do we understand? What kind of happened when we say this irrigation board has been transformed?
In terms of the representativity in the management committee, there should be, I think, in terms of the race, the gender, and in terms of youth, there should be a balance and equity in the representativity. But also in terms of water allocation, I think in the past we focused on the numbers, how many people were in the list. But But in terms of water allocation in that area, the poor should have access also to water and use water as a resource. The access also to the capital in terms of the market. Because what is happening is now we are giving them grants in terms of support. But they should also, because these irrigation boards say they are established business entities. So we are trying to say they need also to pull the others so that also they learn the game of farming and they are able to access the market and have or also to go through the land bank to get loans. And in the past we even guaranteed loans so that they can have access to. Yeah. So it's building this sector so that everybody is moving somewhere at a local level. And also they are livelihood. They need to be food as families in the wherever they are. They are in terms of accessing the local market. And we have seen a lot of these local food markets. Some of the small markets are coming from these people that we are supporting. If you go in some area to Woodward, you see locally produced fruits and oranges and
Okay, Mr. Chalkin.
I don't know, Chair, I listened to the presentation. But for me to be here, it does not talk to me. It does not talk to me in the sense that if you go back to the Commission of the Education Board, Section 91, you take what is it that must be done to that conservation. And from that period, there have been processes of transformation that have been changed. And I thought that with this engagement, we will be able to be taken through a process of what has happened, not only what has happened, but how many education boards that are in place. What are the systems that coordinate the irrigation board in a department currently? What is the directory? Coordination of that portfolio. Starting from national, provincial, and local level, what is it that we call the irrigation board and how does it get coordinated with the department? Now, the issue of transformation is coming. The transformation for me is not only coming of having black people, now we have two black people in the board, therefore that's the transformation. For me, transformation goes deeper with the understanding of what we're trying to transform. These things we started many years ago, say, from 1828 when the education board was established. Either then a regime that they used. But not only that, it goes back to the point that I raised during the debate. The issue of water started in 1662 when Jan van Riebeeck arrived in South Africa. That was the beginning of the issue of water then started. So why do you have to deal with issues of transformation in the water sector? You don't only limit yourself on progress made now, but you have to go deeper if you have transformation. Therefore, I want this understanding of looking at what does this act dictate with regard to transformation. What have we transformed? How many irrigation boards have been transformed? I think those points for me make sense. But just to have that understanding of the very change, not every day of water boards, for example, we even know the directory under the suspended official advocacy. We have that understanding. Here is this element of irrigation boards. And I think, Chair, the reason that we have invited the department to try to tune down this ownership of water and who controls water. And at the level of the immigration, what's called the irrigation control, I'm talking irrigation control now, that's where bulk of the water is. That's where bulk of the water is. Correct as you say that we see orange is becoming But for me, it's not, what are the policies that are put in? What policies are you put in? As guides, the transformation of the people. I think we have to get into the politics of the whole system. Because if we were able to break through the commission led by former President Mutanda, which is preparing a chairman of what I think is the next chairman of parliament that we need to do their final report of the findings around legislation that needs an impact of our legislation and legislation that is still required. They raise the issue of water very quickly. That and chair, you always raise the issue of water and rights and law. I think we have to speak to that understanding of this farmer, black farmer, who has been given the land with the river passing there by the road after. And the role of the state, how much are we putting in this relation? But it seems that chunk of our profit goes to the transformation and environment, whatever infrastructure development, so that how does it link to the person who is most important? Now, let's go back again to the issue of the progression unit. Are they involved in any way with that? If so, at what level are they involved? So sort of, all of us have a picture here. For now, I hear the picture, but it does not speak to, at the legislature level, what do the legislature want to get? The impact of the law. You talk of enacting of the amendment or of the act. But they are not zooming into what is it that is not there. If that actually comes before Parliament, what is it that we have to make sure that it finds expression in the amendment of the law that we are doing in the or strategizing of the legislation between the water act and whatever about people. How does it fit? How do the irrigation board fit into the whole process? Now, I don't care. For me, it would help us in we go into the political world of the right, and we don't do it. We have to put certain party positions that speaks to transformation of the irrigation board. But what are those issues? As you play with transform, what is it that is transforming? So I think it goes with the point of the chairing. What is it? What informs it? Give us a copy of your transformation plan in the particular committee. Look at it and really it will help to guide even in the enacting of the new legislation that we are going to bring to Parliament. We have that particular thing. So okay, I thought that these are my points that I want to raise. At some point, there are all 279 education boards. I don't know at what point they rationalize them, what extent that they rationalize. There were those who were transformed. There were some 138 years and points, there were about a transformed timeline of transformation of this country. What is the timeline? Since from 1999 to date, how many have been transformed? Because when I look at the research that we have done, it informs us that by now, 58 transition voters. So if I don't care, maybe these are areas that we may want the president just to already share with us for people of our understanding.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, I really don't understand the Act, Section 93 of the Act stipulates that after the promulgation of the Act, there are 6 months to do this transformation. Then the minister extended it for another year. Now we are now about, that was in 98 to 99. Now we another 8 years along the line, nothing has happened. Why? Because if you read the Act, the minister must issue a notice in the Gazette. It's very clear, there's no dispute how it can be done. The minister must put the process in place and then people that make that mission, the minister can accept it, they can change the name. It's very clear how it's been done, but it's not been done to it. And I need to understand now, what is the challenges? Why it's not been done? Was there challenges, or is it neglect from the department or the minister then, in that case, which the minister was at that stage, that they did not do this? And that's something we need to understand before we can go ahead and do it.
Thank you, Jeff. I'm not going to comment on that. Let me bring up some new points that I noticed. According to Section 93 of the Act, the constitution of the Water Users Association, are those in place for all 99 of those Water User Association that have been established? And one of the concerns I have here is the role of the CMA that is emphasized in the exemptions of these water users. I'm a bit concerned about that because we've got 9 water management areas, and we've only got 2 CMAs that have been established. It's supposed to be 9. Seven. Well, there's quite a few now. There's still another 7 that's outstanding because you don't have 2 that are in place. And there's been a challenge around the establishment of those CMAs. So obviously the one hinges on the other. If the success of the one hinges on the success of the other. If we don't have those CMAs in place, how then do we ensure the success of management of these groups? It's a ripple effect. And we've been asking, I've asked repeatedly about also getting a presentation on the update of the process of the establishment of the CFA. So we have to have a little bit of a look at the CFA. So we have an effect on our organizations overall. Okay.
make sure that allocation of water is distributed or redistributed to many, to people who are using it in the platform. Nineveh is not want to deal with it. You don't want to deal with it. And you are able to say 99. We have achieved the transformation of 99. I don't think we should be bragging about 99. Oh, it's a drop not in the ocean. It's a drop in the ocean. After 19 years, having a policy. Oh, it's a pain, not a god of the city. We have spoken about the roadmap. That roadmap, I don't know where this roadmap has started. I don't know if that roadmap that we have spent out here has started. Because we never even said anything about the roadmap that is there. We should start it now. Where are we with the roadmap? Where are we now? Where are we about that roadmap that they put in there? Do you have the power? You know your power as department. And you have that power to go to this, because we know the power that they have, Jefferson. This is what they have, the power they have. Let me tell you what the power they have. Is that they go to a spa at the irrigation board or a farmer, they check what are you allocated of. If you don't do that, if you are allocated 10,000 kiloliters of water and you have got more, and there's a farmer downstream that is not having water, it is your responsibility to say, you have got too much, you have got that power, you have got too much. You have too much, you're not supposed to have the, your license says 10,000 kiloliters. Now you have got more, and downstream down there, there's a credit. No, we want this water over there. We're going to take out your license. You reach the answer to that. This is a simple answer. But because maybe it's laziness, or you don't know what you're doing, or you just don't know the same policy. You only know the police when you come here. Hey, there's this president. You don't know your function. Once that's the problem, you will be having this problem. That's what I do. You have mentioned Pumala. Platformers are crying day in and day out. There. You know that's the agriculture there. You know it's like, and most of the people are there. There, in Pumala, there's water. There, I'm telling you, there's water in Pumala. But check. Who are having a lot of water? Those who have had water right before. And they don't give them to the big farmers. That is why most of the farms there are people there. Let me go on to the person. But what is the relationship between this irrigation pot and this catchment? Are they doing, because when I look at the functions, as we have put it, I look at the water attachment centers there, I look at this user association, or the one that will be establishing, or the one that they have just established. I check what the similarity, there's a bit of similarity. Are they not going to find conflict somewhere? You have already probably said the irrigation board that I have got a problem with. You probably said, hey, they are working well. They have got food security, they have job, they are putting job security. Can you put that in presentation numbers? So that we can, you know, numbers do not say. If they say one is plus one, it will be two. One and one is 11. So numbers do not say. Put so that we can know and tell us which irrigation board has come back. And how did they have had it? Okay. Now thank you very much.
No more comment.
The presentation is a true value. But what the land got the idea. No matter in China, who
we are talking about the change. Why do you want to change this?
the name of the water board. But there is no change. So, you see, the officials definitely must prove themselves. They shouldn't just tell us what is happening. But what we want is to see practical things happening. We cannot just blame the minister only, but officials must be able to prove themselves in terms of change. Thank you.
Okay. I wanted us to zoom into one specific irrigation board and get a sense of understanding what this is. What is this exactly that board and how much? The irrigation board happens to be in my constituency area. It is called Campus Irrigation Board. What do we understand by Campus? That's one aspect of irrigation.
Response,
to mention the issue of the 1918 and the sunset clause modification in the act that limits how far you can go with transformation. That it's very central that we need to deal with the legislative framework to ensure that we get the full power on the value chain. Presently, it's there, but it's limited by the very same act. And then we have not explained to the House what the implication of the 1998 Act and the sunset clause implied in it to the process.
Let me call it something which actually reaches to actually having the same problem that I have. We are told by some of the members that you are all responsible for answering the questions. Don't direct people to answer questions. If you have a question, just raise it. Because all of you are at the same level, except me and the teacher. So could you allow the chair to share the speaking?
Clarify rules in meeting of the Dr. Mwepa is the monitor. Dr. Mwema is the raising issues. We all know that he's a advisor. Whether or not he represents any particular views from the department in the committee, such advice is clearly must go through the proper channel so that there is no confusion from them. I just thought, let's clarify among ourselves.
Can I respond to some of the questions? In terms of what has been transformed in every region, I think, for example, in Limpopo, there were 7 irrigation boards, and we transformed them into 4. I think we transformed them into 7 new. 3 new water user associations. So some of them, for example, if there were 7, some of them were amalgamated to make them economically viable, to make them sustainable, to make them, because we established irrigation boards or water user associations at a very, very small scale, and they were not viable, and they weren't inclusive of all the water users. So by doing a transformation into water user associations, we wanted not the people that own the land, the people that didn't have the land at that time, but were potentially were going to have the land and have the water line, to be part of managing so that everyone could have access to the water, so that we could manage the river stream, they could check illegal water use. In areas where we don't have water use associations, where they don't each monitor themselves, the farmers monitor each other, then there's a lot of illegal water use. But where you have a water use association, they play a fundamental role in doing regulations amongst themselves. The problem was when we got all these proposals we look at the criteria of just changing the governance structure. The implications around that weren't well defined. For example, if we put a full emerging farmer with a big board, for example, local, let's use that one. Then they weren't on the same caliber to make the discussions. They didn't have the land. They couldn't vote on issues. They might have had, if they wanted to increase the infrastructure, then they would say, then the existing irrigation board would say, oh, we can't extend because who's going to pay for it? If those things were not all in place. So it seems easy to just do a transformation of changing people. But when you just change the people around, then you still need to make sure that the infrastructure gets to that person to provide the water, the canal. Capacity building. We did capacity building and we did initiate those things. But they were not good enough because we had to do it together with agriculture, together with land affairs. We also targeted almost the whole country. We had to target the areas where land reform is happening, where rural development and economic development are providing money and subsidies. And those are the areas which should go so that we can all go together to make it. We can only change just the governance structure. You know, we haven't impacted like water allocation reform. For example, Mpumalanga is one, you're saying there's a lot of water there. There is a lot of water, but according to our licenses that we issued all the water. We started with water allocation reform there. We should say, okay, 10% of the water, 20% of the water has to go to HDI. We have to make those type of decisions because in our policy 2013, we're saying if you don't use it, lose it. So now we're busy verifying and validating all the water use that's happening in each catchment. So where water isn't used, we take that away and we will reallocate it to the HDI. But at the same time, to allocate water to the HDI, we have to provide support. We have to make sure that our financial model is okay so that we can give them subsidies. The pricing strategy for water, the pricing strategy has a negative impact on emerging farmers. You can't expect them to pay the same amount as a big commercial farmer. So we need to sort out those things. And it sounds so easy to do, but actually, if we don't all work together, all the government departments, if we don't have a common vision of how we're going to do our pricing strategy, our funding model, which areas are we going to concentrate on, then we can't. You know, since 1998, we've been trying to do transformation of irrigation boards in Mpumalanga. Never mind water allocation, just changing the process, and we've tried and we haven't succeeded in that. So I think we need to work out another...
Why is that?
I mean, the case is, you know, those farmers particularly that are very, they've built most of the infrastructure themselves, they have invested in it, and they're doing a lot of
work. But who's what? Whose water are they in control of? They can have the infrastructure, but
I'm voicing because it is a frustration. Because, you know, dealing with that, we need to be more, we've got to, for example, membership. If you don't feel like being part of it, then if you don't feel like being part of it and voting in the association and you're doing things that you shouldn't be doing, there's nothing they can do about it because they're not a member of it, voting in the association. They're not paying the levy, they're not. So, you know, there's a lot of issues that seem to be, but we need to put practical solutions to make it work. But we are, I think with the new policy and with what Tom was saying, is we definitely are going to, some of these water use associations should have never been established. Like for example, in Western Cape, there were initially 118 irrigation boards. Most of them were just for small wineries. And just by issuing a license, it was good enough. We didn't have to have a irrigation board there established. Now we're in a situation where some of them were just transformed, just changed the membership, and yet we didn't include emerging farmers, small communities. And the other issue was every minister that we've had in the last few years had their own way of doing things. One of the ministers previously and said, okay, put laborers in a committee, in a manco. And I mean, of course, the intention was that this is a potential water user. We are wanting them also to be part of, you know, having a community farm or whatever, and then they will be able to, so it's part of growing them and growing the economy. But it's easier said than done, because when you put someone that is not on the same scale like these farmers are, then it's difficult to work with it, to get it changed. But what we are going to do is we are going to make sure that the big government water schemes or some of them is transformed into water association, the ones that have got national interest, national strategic interest, for example, like the Bauhaus, we're going to make sure that goes into the or into the department. The ones that are very small and we don't need to have an irrigation board or a water use association to manage, We will disestablish them and issue and make sure that they have licenses, and we will monitor and control the licenses. The ones that are in between that don't supply water to municipalities or for domestic are only for agricultural. They will then report to the catchment management agency. Because you don't want 500 or 200 entities or 90 entities that we do need to manage local water resource managers reporting to the minister. They can't have it. When a catchment management agency is established, whether it's one which looks just at the water resource management, they will then manage those. They will provide a business plan, annual report, whatever is needed for that institution. But what I'm trying to say is, the policies and the guidelines and the communities together need to be aligned to those of all the departments. And we need to work
in
the
I think what
the modern care is because you talk of the people of content and the definition. Let's hear which areas that you want, because the sections of the act speak of the whole thing. It's a distinct foundation. Therefore, what are the challenges? Why we are not able to do that? Because the act of parliament directs you what is the definition, and the policy then comes in. What are the policies that we need to do?
This is
the sense I get is that what's being put on paper as a legislation, it's not practically possible to put that roller out on the ground. Now, unfortunately, Mr. Chairperson, it's 18 years later and nothing has been done about that. Now, most probably people sitting in front of us that were not in a position for 18 years. And now that's what they're trying to explain to us why they feel the sense that they're not doing anything with us. So the question is the new act is going to change? Why? They're not going to do this now. They're going to speak new view of it because they've got a new idea in the new water act, how it will be structured. Then should it be really the necessary for us to dwell on the matter if there is what will be changed? So can't they rather come up with a proposal to the portfolio committee and say, this is what the act says, but our experience over the last 17 years has given us the following problem, and we suggest that it should change like this, and yet this will be taken up in the new act. It's just a question that I a practical question that I see there is a problem.
Chair, to be embarking on another project, and it seems that our project is within the project. It doesn't even complicate the whole thing. I think it's the implications of it.
And how is the point that we've already been raising about the need to attract that we asked a question to the community on a daily basis. Within this week, for instance, we are starting now. What is happening with that decision? Where is it? Just within this week. Or let me put it this way. Last week, what happened to the decision? The proposed decision. What happened last week? And what is happening this week?
I was given instructions by the DG must answer all these questions. So I'll answer after to you. I don't know whether to
Yeah, I think we presented what could ultimately be the deal that is being presented in Parliament, but we said that presented a kind of a roadmap here, and we said that by November, we are hoping that then the parliament will be dealing with that as a field. So it is on our side, working process, in terms of what we presented here as a roadmap. We did indicate that those is a very involving piece of amendment to the legislation. You have to do very expensive consultation because it was a far-reaching implication. So we are in that
simple question. What happens this past week to that decision? And what is happening within this week?
Well, I don't know if the officials in terms of those difficulties. So,
where is the problem?
I think on our side, last week we were on the bench, we are working on the chapter to review the issue of engaging for the water in the community. So there is a report that we will put
has happened this week. Last week, you were in Putin.
Yes.
Now, this week?
Well, the chairperson, what we, in terms of our roadmap, we have to present that scheme of the Genesis and that we are hoping to do to the relevant platform. So, if you talk June, that is what we are focusing on now. Then for presentation to the economic club. But then once we have the economic club, then it would be ready for presentation to the cabinet. So in June, that's what we set ourselves to do for this month.
Okay.
Thank you.
It is obviously your first submission on this irrigation board. We have been calling on this submission. It is clearly also exposing us to a number of issues that are involved. There's an issue that has been raised about it's called the political will. Some of the irrigation boards are very intransigent. That's why I was asking specifically about campus irrigation boards. It is one of those that continues to be intransigent. I'm talking about it because I was in a over 300 employees were expelled. They were expelled purely because their job description was changed, having had no training whatsoever. And they won the case that they made, the employer. Now those employees are now, as we speak, unemployed. These are your typical laborers who were expected to do technical work, which they were not trained for. And the department simply just was not able to assist those laborers. As a result, they are out there unemployed. And the question I've been asking myself is whether the department has any role to play in the irrigation board. And what came out is very clear that the irrigation boards are a law unto themselves. Now that's what is happening effectively. We are raising an issue about Mpumalanga. As if they own the water, which in effect, it is the case. National governments have not owned their water. We're going to couch it in so many ways and say there has been private sector funding of the infrastructure. That's what we are told. So that's where we are. We are in a process of work in progress. There is a piece of legislation that is coming before us, which will also interpret a number of these issues that we are about. But also importantly, it is for us to be able to say in the government department it has power. It is power to implement policy. So that Mr. Chauke always says we can help you to achieve your policy. and those objects that are stated out there in those two subjects for you to implement. Mrs. Baker?
Okay, I just want to point out that the legislation that we're looking at, the new, the proposed legislation, not in amendment form, it's an appeal of the two existing acts.
That also takes into account the towns of Lucan.
Of the extraction and the allocation of
of what is happening. So it's very localized, mainly around the river and around the resort and around the scheme. Some of them, they operate and maintain the schemes that the department has given to them, which the managers can speak into detail around that one. So the CMA at a regional level monitors what is happening at a very localized level. But where the CMA are not established, the minister remains responsible for the function of the cash management agency. And this is where the offices are currently responsible for this function. It's the regional offices and also our acting chief executive officers for the catchment, catchment management agency. So there is capacity at a local level. We are responsible at the national level for the entire oversight of institutions. But in each water management area, there is capacity that is supposed to oversee what is happening. Although, members, I can say that that could be improved. And it's something that we are working, but there is capacity in all regions and in each water management area. And in terms of the BMV, the validation and verification, we have put a slide that indicates the each water management area of where we are. And I think we can make a copy of it. It indicates the water management area. No, not in the presentation. All backup copies.
You want to say something, sir?
Perhaps it's just on the previous question that was asked regarding the role of construction the role of construction in the irrigation. Nobody just asked me to just mention that one. In terms of construction, role is not within the operations and maintenance facility where the irrigation boards are playing that role. It's only more when there's maintenance or refurbishment or rehabilitation required, it would be on a project basis that they would move into that space and not on a day-to-day operation.
Okay, Mr. Speck, are you being the last?
Chair, I'm going to go a little bit on the regional. The problem I have, if you look at slide 21, the roadmap and the timeline, the role, my question I think was misunderstood here, the role that the CMA is going to play in this whole project. And that's my concern, is that those CMAs have not been established. If I look at where we do, where the biggest schemes sit, they are not located in our only two established CMAs, being Vedekodis and Intermarket Tutu, and the others which have not been formally established as yet. And where we have those regional offices. Now, in the past, we've been made quite aware that those regional offices are actually not functioning very well at all. In fact, the previous DG has actually said to us that there's a problem with those regional offices because it was people that were inherited that the department cannot get rid of and that there is no capacity in the regional offices. And it's one of the issues that the department is sitting with. So if we rely on those regional offices which do not have capacity, where those CMAs have not been established, once again, we just keep on shooting ourselves in the foot. So that's my concern.
I think
something that I've learned today as well is that we have discussed this court case of the Moons, which I think was translated and was sent out to us. Where the 1956 Act, the New Water Act, accepts that if you had height under the 1956 Act,
be remained with that. And that creates the challenges that they have. That the person will just turn around and say, you know what, I don't need to belong to this because I had these rights prior to this and they act to teach me. And that's why that fourth gauge was so important for us to take up and challenge this Lemunsu case. Because that case, it is stuck in the hands of the officials. You can do nothing. I can just refer you to a court judgment and then we receive the ruling or the advice from the advocate. That the department got no way of winning on appeal, winning the case. That gives me the sense in the first place they should have taken on the case. Because now it's the president that there is a court ruling on it which the department did not contest. That makes it very difficult for the people to do the work that tried to explain to us yesterday. So I'm asking, and we have asked Chairperson, can't we see a framework of this legislation, but I understand we will see it when it's finished. But it's these kind of stuff that should not come back again and hamper the work of the department by law, written by politicians, and then they must come and explain to us why they cannot do their work. Because the stuff in the 1998 Act that gives people a right since 1956 Act.
Yes.
No, Chair, my point is to the end that with the freedom of the Act and the notion of the fucking format, it is not because who are able to implement the current law as it stands. I don't see us that, and therefore moving something else that itself again would be another challenge. What I'm thinking of is that with the current legislation, the state of the government is the current. I don't see that anything. And that can change that for the next 20 years and who knows, demonstrate that this is what we have managed to implement. I and therefore, every minister that comes in will keep a unit of patience. And that becomes a problem. So we're not going to be able to meet the objective responsibility. That's the point that you made earlier, director, on the issue of taking who the liberal to the boss. And that's what I'm saying, that it's really applying our minds to implement what the position is. And therefore, Chair, I think this point, Chair, will require to what we have started, begin to note the areas around a water board. I mean the washboard elevation. These are the areas and these are the failures from the department of the following challenge. Note that. Because sometimes I'm saying there's no need, in fact, to bring in new institutions when you are currently substituting the system.
I think we are going to close this discussion. On a premise that talks to the fact that the supervisor of the Asian board is holding on to the concern about voting for it. But at the heart of the call is this pending legislation that is taking place. The reason why we've been very much persistent in giving up this process of legislation. It is precisely because of this very issue of your transformation of our water source is very key. And clearly, the current legislation that we have, the current legislation that we have, both the water services and also the water services, they are literally holding us back. Now, with all the confusion that is also involved in the politics, we have the responsibility of filling up that question. We have to hand the question on us. Where exactly is the problem? So that we understand. And, the only one fair amount of sense that I get from people is that until the end of June, this process is going to be expected to have been done in terms of the old internal motivation. Whichever chapter you are dealing with, whether it's to do with the patient. The point raised by Mr. Baker is very critical. That you currently do not have any of the professional management agencies. I'm not coming from our communities. In very putting into practice all the changes we have done. So there you have the concurrency process of expansion of those professional management catchment and management agencies, and also changing into one destination, whatever we have. So those processes, those parallel processes, are going to be better in really getting to apply the again have it in November, but that process. Yes, you are going to come up with regulation which could take you about 3 months or more. But still, the issue shall be there, standing in front of you, saying, you're not going anywhere. There are alone these delegation boards that are established themselves. They are a law, that they are a law to themselves. Now, these are the kind of challenges that members are raising. This is work in progress. We'll receive this briefing for the first time on the education board. And this time, we clearly must get to a point where we have this education board before us, whichever form that they shall take. But that shouldn't be a issue.
Thank you.
allocation of the water, of the license to an individual. It's not to the institution. So even if you did establish the institution, the water license is to that individual. But if you just did establish that institution without putting another, then you have then you have public water users and no you need a governance at the local level where they are going to give up the water. The same way like look at planning, making sure that everyone has the water, doing the more catchment function. Not the local, not opening weirs, cleaning the canals, doing renovation or refurbishing.
Are we fine with that? Okay. I think we have exhausted this first question. Anything else that is still there outstanding support? Until we come back, can we also prioritize this legislation from our draft program? We had agreed, I can't remember where, where we need to have a part of our quarterly report, legislation, form part of the program. In other words, there is such a political question as to where we are and how far do we go. So that we keep it
before the Thank you, sir.
Water in the situation of the ground or whether the vehicle will find some
that we realize and it is important for us to realize this issue. And of course, strategic change is quite tough. The second
I don't have
they are still with us for the next year. So there's no need to be, you know, leading ourselves back. If we are not prepared in line with what we are supposed to do. And I think that we can just be acknowledged.
There's a document that we submitted after the meeting that we had. There's a document, the draft document that we had, the presentation of that. And this indicated that those are, I don't want to say this part, but those are the parts that we eventually form, and that is what we are busy defining. So that we take that, as you can see from the presentation, we have a slide that indicates the things that we are looking at, and who the leaders of the team are. And we also on this, we have a roadmap that shows us where we are going to start with this meeting to the provinces and everybody are going to be workshop and also the team to get ready. The intention is that we get larger than our working meeting in the presentation. We have a national dialogue that are quite attentive. We are to share with some of the things that came out of the tomorrow and then share with you and then showing you this slide with a product idea of how the thing is performing on the network. Now,
what is the
The questions by one of the members is very clear, but the letter which was written by the chair went straight to the DG for person responsible. So we come in because there is a letter that needs us to come to examine. And I think what they failed to do, because you want a document, it's not finalized yet. They must just tell you the truth. But if you look at page 20, page 20 is because there is no way you can finalize the document without going down at a level of people. And we are at that process now, all of the members, of making sure that before we finalize this document, it will be a draft until we get the views from all the people that are listed here. So they should have written you the letter, Chair, to say, to tell you how far are we instead of allowing us to come here. So I want to agree with you to say, we don't have a finalized document, Chair, until we get this, and with that road map that we have, is actually trying to drive this to go to all the provinces so that they give us their views. So the finalized document, Chair, is not going to be now, but at the same time, we don't want to do the finalized document without you looking at it. So they should have asked you to say we still have this roadmap to do, and then before that document is finalized, it must come to you so that you give your input to the finalized document. At the moment, Chair, there is no finalized document of the water plan. We don't have a finalized until we do all the issues that are listed here in this presentation. And also, if you look at page 23, Chair, it will tell you straight away the issues or the roadmap and projects that you want to work on. So I want to say to you, Chair, I think Honorable Chauke is right. Maybe you should be telling us before we finalize this document, after finishing the roadmap that we are doing, we should come back to the Honorable members so that they give them input before the draft is finalized. So I think you are right, you are spot on. You did see this one, the first draft. We should have told you where we are
you should have written a letter to him to say, this is where we are at the moment, so that we get instructions from you. If you want us to come still, give him info to go for this roadmap change. Thank you very much.
We asked this question, unfortunately, I don't remember this was created. We asked the question, do you have a draft document you're working from? You created? Yes, we have. Just give it to us. Don't tell us the process you want to get there. You understand the process. Show us what you have. Because, dear person, I now get to say there is not a document like that. You put it in front of me, a draft document that says this is draft number 3 of this water plan. Then critically that bothers me, Chairperson, is that how is this water plan if it's not in a phase where it gets presented before for public committee? How will it speak to the new Water Act? How will this be in line with the new Water Act that we will receive in a few months' time? And how would it speak to the NDP? I'm afraid that we're gonna create a new water act, or we're gonna approve a new water act, no new water plan. We even asked in that meeting, okay, you don't have it now. On what are you working? Give us that. We must have something to work on. So, Chair, I'm not very happy with how it's been dealt with. And we need to take action on that.
That's one question. This roadshow that is taking place, what has been communicated at this roadshow? And the one should be taking place tomorrow in the Eastern Cape. Partly, as of this presentation said, the initial draft of the master plan under development is to be worked up in June and July 2017. That is what we expect to have today. A workshop of that draft. And this national dialogue to national awareness, what was discussed at that national dialogue? Because what was discussed with us?
Because of the confusion, because I think this is our understanding of our invitation, but that we should produce a draft already of the important strategic master plan. Very clearly, even in our roadmap, we're showing that we will be ready, that now it's in June. Where we are now, our consultants, to take all the input, then we take the input and out of that create a draft. But that will only happen around October, but then we will bring that here. We need to quite understand that is exactly what we need. But the document we have now is that the framework that guides the water and sanitation of the plan. So that we can submit to the group. But it's just a framework that guides what are the areas that we must, or critical areas that we must address in the water and sanitation master plan. And according to our plan, the final water and sanitation master plan is supposed to happen in March 2018. That's when we do the plan. So it really is the working process. But my understanding was not that we must present the draft. What is already the draft now? So we are still consulting. And again, maybe the will not allow to finish because in the presentation there's a slide that deals with what happened in the workshop, water and sanitation, part of the island. So the people there who have great various issues, including about lying. I think it's slightly nine. This is outlined what the stakeholders indicated there. But even there we emphasize that around the draft, and we call them again. So now people don't pay on the draft. And then by the final product will be March 2018.
Let's agree to say that this sort of plan, it will have to be seen within the context of whatever outcomes of that legislation. Otherwise, we may have to have a legislation and have to go back again. Besides, because we did not cover every aspect required of us. Because this legislation must be so comprehensive that things then now. With all these inputs that have been done, it must be so comprehensive such that it must be based on a very clearly worked out idea. says that this is going ahead. You know, part of that, this plan would be very key, notwithstanding other issues that we spoke about. So that's where we are. The drive towards having this plan seemingly in parallel with the process of registration process. So that's another dynamic to how to integrate this process. You want to comment? We also did receive the sanitation policy. I think it will assist us as well when we go through this process. I think it was distributed by Major sometime in May. It shall assist us as well in integrating all these processes into this one, one plan, two registration. That's another important piece of document.
The administrative process that is on current, which will then inform what happened. The registration will be a label. I will not be thinking doing this thing in parallel. Rather deal with legislation and put all the necessary components of the legislation and then come back and then come out from there. It is not going to be a problem. I'm just worried that unless we have identified synergies in the start. You move with your other plan, you go to the draft, then you have legislation, you go. How do we bring the two together to speak to one another? These two problems, how do we bring them together? Unless there are those who are doing the draft currently, the draft currently, are informed by these findings of this process. The finding of this process is going to be guided by the administration. How do we balance the two? Maybe you can help me with that. Because I don't want maybe the department end up getting into unnecessary process. The outcome of the decision then could come be and become a body of the and how do you balance that? How do you check the balance?
Yeah,
I
think
that
the
process
is
the
same.
Professor,
this is
asking
on page 28, the initial draft of the master plan under the relevant ECB workshop in June and July 2020. You send us that draft. You say you're ready with that to start the workshop, but send it to us.
I guess the question that Mr. Hassan is raising implicitly that whether we shall form part of that workshop. That's the implicit question. Yeah. But in a nutshell, the point is raising that you have that route, you are workshopping it in June, July. When can we get it? We're getting this up. So at that time, the master plan would not have been finalized, which means if the bill is passed before the ideas, the bill could be passed before the finalization of the master plan, and then we would then have the ingredients of that bill or the agreement in the master plan. But I think also to note, President, is that the master plan is not going to be cast in stone. It will be a document that while the assistant that we put the water and sanitation and so on. But you can it wouldn't be cast in stone. It is a document that will be changed. Unlike legislation where you don't have to be changing legislation from time to time. So that's why I think ideally the legislative program is such that the act comes into being, or at least almost at the bill level where the parliament is supposed to be. That would also assist the plan. But yes, there's a bit of from parliament. The current legislation in the process.
No,
but I'm the legislation.
Yeah, why the process of coming up with a new act called the Water and Sanitation Act? Now, in November, I'm saying it could be if at that time we'll be at the stage of a bill, that would assist. Because the plan, the final product of the plan is only expected in March next year.
I think the process that requires that will come out of the implementation of the act And the water must be, the water plan will have to come out of the region. Again, it needs to be expressed from the institution. It cannot be a standalone water plan that does not find expression, either by direction that can come from the act that directs the department to develop a water master plan. Because it will not just be a standalone that is concurrent. The act must be able to speak of the institution. So the point I was trying to make is that, and we now know now that either the last one, the first one, the last one, and now we will be in the absence of that in the absence of the denial, by much mistake of winter as well, it will come up and get a decision on the internal. Now, I'm saying, Chair, that as much as we may want to move winter in the absence of the winter, but there's nothing that stops you to hold it and prioritize legislation. Rather than going all out and do all of this exercise, why can't you hold it, prioritize legislation, pass the law? Once you have the law, then begin the process. You have to already outline the process. Rather than starting the process, go finish it there, and then have the final master plan, then you're still going to try and do it. It does not make sense. So you may want to work and work very fast, but you may find that concurrent process is slow. Hence the point I raised earlier is that you may incur so much expenses in the exercise and find that in fact the expenses that you have engaged in are fruitless, but that legislation is not given, that whatever that you are going to put in that legislation is going to be financed. This portfolio committee is going to take the part. The sooner it arrives here, the sooner you know it's going to arrive, and the Deputy Minister, that it's no longer the bill of government, the bill of parliament. Once it arrives here, we're going to deal with it in detail. So you may find that this exercise that you're doing on voter plan does not speak to our understanding. And therefore, it becomes a lot of exercise. So I'm saying that as much as we want to do this thing on the deck, earlier we dealt with the issue of education board. We'll pick up that there are so many problems there, the town committee. And I've already said, let's begin to know the issues that require our input into the institution. So that some of this town information is legislated by information that we get through this exercise that we're now doing. So my appeal is that, let the department not to run with this. I'm not saying don't do it, but I'm saying that please, as you go back, take this into account, that you may find yourself having run with this exercise. Because legislation will inform everything of the department, and especially now that we are receiving the rest of the eggs that are in place. We are receiving every single piece of the institution that is there. We are not going to bring a new department for the institution. But once you receive, the rest of this thing collapses. So, I'm saying that for Chair, not because I have been with the government. Let's not just go all out and forget what is priority. What is priority for us is that legislation that will be here. You can go to the workshop of Honorable Brasson and go to the workshop with the department and workshop. That workshop and that information will not speak unless you understand what the act is going to be talking about.
Okay. That's how we put the hopes. That's how we move forward. What we are resolving out of this meeting is that tomorrow we shall get a first draft. We shall be first for our on the basis of which we begin to believe that we will know that the deadline that are being put met. We've also noted your roadmap and supplies for implementation. Now, all of these are looking to informing each other. The legislation must empower you. We're using the word enable. Your legislation must enable you to implement that plan. In that legislation, you also have a number of other issues. Among others, we just dealt with. there could be a few others that we still have to do. Let us agree, members, that the welfare reporters both about this important concern and also the process on the water plan has been coming quite some time. We are getting a sense now with this roadmap that has been encapsulated here that we have up until 2 March with your legislation. With your water plan. Taking into account the regulation, none of which you have the application of such legislation. So these are the kind of processes that are followed. Let's allow ourselves to interrogate the draft of the water plan. In the course of time, we shall have to take our own session, if you like, our own report, doing whatever that we shall deem fit for us to get a better sense of the we have been distributed a copy of what is called the water atlas. I'm not sure whether it's that that water atlas also shall assist us in the whole exercise of the water plan.
I'm really making a point, I just want to say something. I'm really making a point that maybe the point that I've made to the and I want us to be sure. Because if we just bring the point, one of the reasons is that the next atlas maybe having something on something that is going to be developed, something that if it's to agree here that the department must apply my full funding. Having agreed on that, the department may want to come back and give us this funding that they talk about in Congress. How it's going to be in the act itself. It's a very important point that I'm making here. That's to be for forward. If you put it like that, the government will go back not understanding our position. And our position is not to say the government will go to whatever. It's simple to say that take this into account as a matter of interest. So you may find that the place is spending so much of their time around the issue of water plan when the situation is going to be. And that's a point that I would make.
we find with that we are agreeing with you. All I'm saying is that the department must have that as full support. What I am referring to is that this is something that you must apply in mind. So that's what I'm referring to when I say it's food for thought as you move forward with your project. However, the issues are quite very prominent. That relates to how to transform every quarterly report. If you remember, we mentioned part of our practice going forward so that we keep this legislation in the loop. We don't leave it open-endedly. For us, only to get in contact with perhaps in November or March this year. We spoke about the need for us on a quarterly basis to get those pressing as to how far are we with regard to a particular process. So that's what we need to work on in the point we are going for. I think, members, we have covered a great deal of work on the part of the areas are concerned that we the start of that whole process for us begins effectively tomorrow. For us to be able to get intimate interact with the process. And then going forward, it shall be a matter of wherein on a quarterly basis, shipping minister, the team, we have covered very much that we can.
Chair, thank you very much. I just want to thank you, Chair, and the Honourable Member of Parliament for your advice concerning the water and sanitation master plan. We will look at the issue that you raised, Honourable Chairman, and also inform the Minister of issues that were raised in the meeting. But just before we close, I want to check if we do have the construction unit documents. Because I'm told I don't want to put my neck on the block tomorrow. I want to make sure that you have the, because I'm told that it was sent to you, the construction unit document. And again, the other one that I would like to know whether you have it, so that tomorrow we don't keep on asking the same thing that we're told by you, is the organogram. I'm also told that it was sent to you. Yes. So just don't switch it. But I want tomorrow, I want to start meeting peacefully without. Thank you so much, Honourable Member, for all the advice. I think there's something that all of us told me. I've written, I don't know where you said, if there are any proposals that you want to give to them, we should, and I know that they have been an ordinary member of parliament before I became the executive, but we were telling the members, I mean the department, if you have anything that you want the department, I mean the other members, to help you with, do it or say it. So I will take those into consideration, all of the members. Thank you very much.
Okay. Once again, the Chief Minister, our relationship with the government, we want to assist you achieve your goals. Whatever we do, all of us here, you hear very little of us too. You hear very little. Precisely because we are bound by one single object of having improved the possible. All of us. It's also what we believe you are involved in, that engagement, improving the lives of our people. So that's the partnership nature we always mention. Whenever we say we are here to assist you achieve what you want to achieve, when you see and hear us pushing you, we push you out of love, what they refer to as tough love. We are not friends here. Was brought together here to achieve specific objectives. We may be comrades, but we have work. Our oversight work is very explicit. It tells us exactly what we are doing. We say in the Constitution, hold the executive account. The executive account is higher. There is no other way out. There is no other way out, Fiji. And joined in that whole process are respective people of the system. Chiefly your public management finance. It holds the Director General as an accounting officer responsible for any financial appropriation. By the time. So that's where we are. Anything less than that, anything more than that, we are here to see as to how we deal with those issues going forward. thanks for that. We are meeting tomorrow at 8:45.
Yeah, I'm kinda.